One of the top resolutions of the New Year's is to travel to new places. But what if you don't have anybody to travel with? Nancy Zucco is from ExploreItalianEscapes.com. I met Nancy on the beach in Naples, Florida, when I was visiting a girlfriend a few months ago.
That's random.
Yes. And the next thing I know, we're having a conversation. She specializes in solo women travel.
You know, I mean, I've got to be honest there, Nancy, and I'm sure this sounds completely sexist, but when I think about my mother or I think about my wife taking a solo vacation, of course I want them to do something fulfilling, but I'm terrified for them, right? So explain to me how I shouldn't be, and it's none of my business, because women can do whatever they want.
Well, a lot of times, women feel more comfortable traveling in a women-only group because it feels safe and comfortable because there's some ease that comes from traveling with other women. And then there's a connection. Women always like to make connections with other people. The experiences that I curate also evolve around a number of things that women really like to do. There's food, there's culture, storytelling, artisans, trying to keep some of the traditions alive.
You struck up a conversation with one of my friends, a single woman, divorced. She would love to go to Italy, but she has nobody to go with.
Yeah.
Safe, it's organized.
I call them sisterella trips. And I chose this name because I felt like these journeys, they're built around like a sisterhood. They're around women who support women, transformation. Women come together, they're nurturing. Mm-hmm. And then when they get to Italy, especially Italy, I'm going to be that, you know, something shifts inside them. They reconnect with like confidence and curiosity. Discover things about themselves.
That sounds incredible. I mean, shared experiences, of course, will draw people together. And something so magical as these locations, like yes. The mission becomes more than just sightseeing, obviously. It's about fulfillment for each one of these individuals. So that sounds fun. I wish I could come.
Well, do men go too? Are there men trips too?
Men worry about themselves.
Eventually, I will introduce a few men trips. But typically, men will travel with their wives, and they kind of book it around like a golf tour.
Yeah.
So this is what will happen. If men travel by themselves, it's specific, an intention.
Well, we've had our time. We don't need fulfillment on our end. All right. You know
not
what, Nancy?
Wise,
fulfillment is
like
our
that.
Fault. All right? Fulfillment is our own dang problem.
All right, Nancy, what are the top places people are going to be visiting this year?
Italy is always up there at number one. We see a lot of people heading towards Portugal and Spain, so Lisbon and Barcelona. And then people like to go to Paris because they feel they have to go to Paris.
I don't know why I have no burning desire to go to Paris.
I feel like 3 or 4 days for me in Paris would be more than enough.
More.
I just want to go. I want to eat. I want to sit in the park and look at the Eiffel Tower. I don't need to go up it. I want to go to the catacombs, and you got to go to the sexy clubs.
Okay.
Everybody goes to the sexy clubs when they go there. You know that. They all do.
No clue what you're talking about.
Women don't do sexy clubs.
I don't know. Moulin Rouge. Ever heard of it? All
but
right.
I do have to tell you a really cool, funny story, though. When we did our last trip on the Amalfi Coast, there was this really, really unbelievably handsome young man, okay? And I went up to him, and I told him to smile, and I took a picture. And then we decided that we were going to take pictures of all the handsome Italian men and create a calendar of our trip.
Nice. I like that.
Firemen and policemen.
Yeah.
I told them, we're creating a calendar,
yeah.
And we're going to put it in America. And one guy went in his back room, and he says, Mama, I'm going to be on a calendar in America.
Right, took his shirt off. Right. Right. Can one of you guys start a fire so this guy can be over here like a little bit sweaty? That'd be perfect. Yeah. Oh, no, I like this one on his Vespa for May. That just says springtime to me. Yeah.
See, this is why you need women's trips, because this is like the nonsense that you giggle about and you have fun. Right?
Why I'm not allowed.
All right, if you want to learn more about Nancy and her company, ExploreItalianEscapes.com. This has been so fun, and I hope that everybody gets to travel somewhere beautiful this year.
Thank you again. It was a pleasure.